It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 18th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It's been expected for months, but there's news this week that Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has chosen the United States for its initial public offering. Analysts say the company is worth some $140 billion. But what exactly is Alibaba and why do the IPO in the U.S.? For answers, we're going to ask Marketplace reporter Sabri Benashour. Hey, Sabri.
Hey, Ben.
Tell me what this company is, what it does.
Okay. Fundamentally, Alibaba Group is a company that connects buyers and sellers of all kinds of different stuff. It's like a mixture of Amazon and eBay. It connects small businesses who want to do business with one another.
Uh-huh.
It's big for consumers who want to buy electronics. They also have an online payment business, and it's trying to get into all sorts of other things like mobile apps and internet TV.
So this company is huge in China, but not necessarily huge in the U.S. yet. Why do they want so badly to do their IPO here in New York instead of Hong Kong?
You know, they probably would like to do it in Hong Kong for some reasons, but New York has a few benefits. One, there's a precedent for big tech companies going there. Two, the U.S. has a large pool of investors that can help with getting the valuation right. Three, there's a little bit of prestige involved in listing in New York.
Sure.
But really, it came down to rules about the control you can have over your own company.
Uh-huh.
So in Hong Kong, the rules are such that if you sell a lot of shares, you sell a lot of control over your company. In New York, the rules are that you can sell a lot of shares but still retain a good amount of control over, you know, the board, who gets hired to run the company, that sort of thing.
All right. So I get all of this, but I feel like I don't fully understand what the company does. But you have had actually experience using Alibaba. Tell me about that. It has something to do with buying glow-in-the-dark crystals?
Yes. I think it was like 2004, I used Alibaba to purchase several kilograms of phosphorescent europium-doped strontium aluminate crystals.
Oh, of course.
I was going to use them in some ceramic art that I was working on at the time. Anyway, it was cheaper, like literally at least 100 times cheaper to get it this way than to have gotten it in the U.S.
So maybe as a consumer, your reach becomes broader in terms of the suppliers that you might be able to be in touch with, and there's more competition, and so it's cheaper for you to get something like this.
I mean, yeah, that's the idea. It's also the idea behind eBay, you know? So it's the same principle at work, just in a country of more than a billion people.
And Alibaba is used a lot in China, right?
Yeah, like, you know, they say half the number of packages sent in China are derived from an Alibaba transaction. So they are the middleman for many, many things.
Sabri Benashour, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
This week, developers, designers, and other techies are gathering at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco. These days, video gaming is big business. Some estimates suggest that by next year, the market will total $110 billion. Of course, that includes all kinds of gaming, mobile gaming, PC gaming, gaming consoles, also virtual reality gaming. You may have heard of Oculus Rift, the screen-capable goggles that promise to put you in the game like never before. The headset hasn't hit the broad market yet, but there are plenty of videos online showing people trying it out.
I'm like getting freaked out by some stuff here. Like I'm like expecting to get hit by snow.
My hands are sweating. My stomach completely dropped.
My God, my abs are getting all tight. Oh, my nose is itchy underneath this thing.
Oh, this is something else, and I'm still sitting where I was. Holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel indeed, but is virtual reality like Oculus Rift the future of gaming? Let's ask our friend Lindsay Turrentine at CNET about it. She's expecting a VR announcement from Sony today.
I think that what we will probably see from Sony is some sort of demo of an Oculus Rift competitor. And like you said, Oculus Rift is a pair of virtual reality glasses or goggles. It's really this box.
A box for your face.
It's a box for your face. It's a little cozy shoebox that goes over your eyes. And it makes you feel like you are in the game. But Sony is expected to demo something like this.
Well, let me ask you this. So we've been hearing about Oculus for a long time. Might a company like Sony really kind of push this forward and make it available very quickly in a way that some of these other smaller companies are not able to?
It will increase the odds that we'll see something within a year. That's my guess. I think it will definitely speed up the development cycle.
The elephant in the room here is mobile and the fact that the vast majority of gamers are casual gamers. Is that going to be part of this conversation this week amongst more quote-unquote serious gamers?
I think the big challenge for more traditional gaming companies is that when casual gamers play largely on their phones or their tablets, they're not as likely to make the transition to more hardcore living room gaming.
Aha.
There are some big mainstream companies kind of looking at this. We've heard rumors about a controller from Amazon. So you can imagine kind of casually buying games through the Amazon store and playing them on your TV with a controller. That's an interesting topic. And that's one of the challenges that Microsoft and Sony face when they've got big players making that mobile gaming more appealing to more people.
Lindsay Turrentine, Editor-in-Chief of Reviews at CNET. Lindsay, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Quick note before we go, a new article in the journal Current Biology details how a group of researchers in Britain managed to revive some old moss. It has been sitting in Antarctic ice for over 1,500 years, and reviving it proves we could bring other ancient organic matter back to life. How did they get the stuff to grow? They just sliced it very carefully and popped it in an incubator. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.